Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 223. Your Truth, the Only Way to Unity. How people in a church can truly believe the same thing, unity, is important, because Jesus said that the only way the world can be brought to believe in Him is when His followers all may be one, that the world may believe that You sent Me. Something He calls Your Truth is the only thing that will unite them. Paul calls it the truth of the gospel. The success or failure of Christ's mission for the world therefore depends on that truth bringing His people who profess to keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus into one. For example, how could a group of mathematicians come into unity unless they all believe that 2 plus 2 equals 4? Suppose some said it equals 5? Is that truth of the gospel so simple and clear that it appeals to honest hearts with a similarly powerful logic? Take the problem of Genesis 1. Christ and His apostles accepted that the truth of the gospel required sincere, honest hearts to believe that God created the earth in 6 literal days. People who insist they are equally sincere understand the idea of 6 literal days to be ancient mythology. Science makes such belief naive, they say. Then there's the problem of Jesus Himself. When He became incarnate, did He take the sinless nature of the unfallen Adam, thus breaking the genetic line of His descent from the real Adam? Or did He accept the working of the great law of heredity and enter the stream of humanity by taking our fallen, sinful nature yet living a sinless life? Here again is disunity. The assumption is that unity is impossible. Or is it? The kind of faith that believes in Jesus is not anti-intellectual, but it is enriched with something called wisdom that is from above. Such faith can see beyond the limits of science, for it works. It is alive.